UK deploys warship to Middle East. The UK has deployed its warship HMS Dragon to the Middle East as part of a multinational effort to secure shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. This move follows a similar deployment by France, which aims to deploy its carrier strike group to the southern Red Sea. The two countries are working together on a defensive plan aimed at restoring confidence in the trade route. The HMS Dragon, an air defense destroyer, was sent to the Eastern Mediterranean in March as part of Britain's efforts to defend Cyprus. Its relocation to the Middle East is seen as a prudent step in preparing for a potential multinational coalition to secure the strait when conditions allow. A proposal has been put forward by France and Britain to lay the groundwork for safe transit through the strait once the situation stabilizes. However, this plan would require coordination with Iran and the involvement of at least a dozen countries. The UK's ability to participate in any protective mission will be limited by the stretched Royal Navy, which is much smaller now than in the past. This has led to some ships being retired before replacements have become available. As tensions between the US and Iran continue to rise, the need for a coordinated response to emerging threats in the region becomes increasingly urgent. The UK's deployment of HMS Dragon is seen as an important step in this effort. The Strait of Hormuz is a critical waterway that connects the Persian Gulf to the Gulf of Oman and is home to some of the world's most valuable oil reserves. Its security is crucial for global energy supplies. A successful implementation of this plan would require significant cooperation between the UK, France, Iran, and other countries in the region. The challenges posed by this endeavor are substantial, but the potential benefits could be substantial as well. The deployment of HMS Dragon marks an important development in the ongoing efforts to secure shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. As the situation on the ground continues to evolve, it will be essential for all parties involved to remain vigilant and committed to finding a peaceful resolution. Ultimately, the success of this plan will depend on the ability of the UK and its allies to work together effectively and address the root causes of the conflict in the region.